Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima. But for today, it's just going to be me, Chelsea, as your host. But before anything else, don't forget to follow us on all our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at STSPodPH on Twitter or X. We are also at spillthesoju@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. Everything is linked down below. Don't forget to subscribe and follow our podcast if you haven't yet, and rate and review and share it to your friends. Okay, now, hey, I'm sure you clicked on this episode for one thing and one thing only, and that is for Queen of Tears. Yes, we are finally going to be diving into one of the most big, one of the biggest K-dramas that we've seen in the recent years. It has surpassed Crash Landing on You in terms of viewership, and that is huge. So let's go and dive into it, and I'll share if I think that Queen of Tears deserves all the hype or not. All right, so diving into this plot synopsis by Asian Wiki, they say, they call it a miraculous love story is told where married couple Bae Kyun-woo, played by Kim Soo-hyun, and Hong Hae-in, played by Kim Ji-won, go through a crisis. Bae Kyun-woo works as the legal director for conglomerate Queen's Group. He is the most successful person to have come from his hometown village of Yongduri, and he's the pride of that village. Bae Kyun-woo is married to Hong Hae-in, who is the daughter of the family that owns and operates Queen's Group. She is known as the arrogant queen at Queen's department store. So a short synopsis by me is what happens after forever. Chaotic edition. All right, are you guys ready to dive in to this review? I'm not sure if this is going to be as technical as you want it to. It's just going to be me sharing my feels about dramas that I liked, and we will be doing that for Queen of Tears today. So let's start. Cast. Star-studded, beautiful, talented cast. Just the leads themselves, led by Kim Soo-hyun and Kim Ji-won. Amazing, 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 amazing! I will dive deeper into the both of them later, but I also want to special mention my boys, Mr. Kwak Dong-yeon, who plays Hong Soo-chul. King devours every time. Like, every single time you give him a role, he will deliver. And I hate that he always keeps on getting like minor characters and stuff, and I hate that he's given an airhead quote-unquote role here again. But when he needed to deliver, he went 100%. Like, galing ni Kwak Dong-yeon. Like, I need, like, give him more projects, please. Like, please give him more projects. Next is Park Sung-hoon, who played Yoon Eun Sung. You know what I want? I want Park Sung-hoon to play a lead in a rom-com. I want him to just flip the table on everyone and show them how good he can play a good character. Because my God. When he plays villains, he just irks me, man. He is so good at playing the bad guy. And I just gotta applaud him for that. Like, he's that good. And kudos to you, Park Soo-hyun. That means you did your job very well. I'm gonna skip on the special effects, animation, action, because there's not too much of that. Even if there were, it was really well done. And mostly sometimes it's just transitioning into scenes and also depicting what's going on with in Hae-in's head. And yeah, I liked it. And yeah, so I'm just going to skip through that. Okay, I'm going to dive into the story. So this is my first makjang in ages. I don't even remember what was the last makjang that I watched. If you guys don't know what a makjang is, by the way, it's those teleseries So that has just twist on twist on twist on twist on twist. Like, it doesn't stop. I think makjang, you could relate it to, like, the Glory penthouse-ish. But, yeah, something like that. So I would call this a makjang because of everything that literally happened throughout the course of those episodes. So it was a ride, I'll tell you that. It was from start to finish. I needed to know what was happening next. And already the overall premise was unique. Like, right off the bat, you're telling me we're starting off with them already being married? Like, come on. I'm here for it. Sign me up with Kim Soo Hyun and Kim Ji Won as leads. Like, sign me up. I want to see how this goes. And already with that kind of, how would you say this? With them starting off like that, they had so much to play with that no other drama was able to touch up on. And they delivered. They really delivered when they needed to. So, yeah, it opened a lot of avenues for them to play around. And even if they needed to, you know, get through. If this is your first time listening to a K-drama cooldown, by the way, I try my best to be spoiler free, but heck it. We're just gonna spoil the heck out of it. So if you haven't watched it, pause or skip. Okay, so the overall premise. So it opened a lot of avenues for them to play around. And them wanting a divorce was such a unique take because I know that, okay, yeah, they're married, they want a divorce. But what are they gonna do throughout that whole journey? Like, you know, I'm always about that. Like, I know you guys are gonna end up back together. I wanna see that happen. So that was what I wanted to see during this whole drama. And my God, was I in for the ride. And one thing that I have to pick for this drama is that even though there were twists on twists on twists, like, some of them were already expected. Like, we already knew the twist was Hyunwoo was the one going to be arrested in Germany so that Eunsung can be there when Hyun wakes up. But, like, you know, like, where's the twist kind of moment? So those were some things that I would, like, nitpick a little. But, you know, all is good. It's fine. And I also love how they were able to incorporate the comedic relief without trying too hard. And most of those in the form of Kim Soo Hyun and Kim Ji Won just being, like, how you call this? Being flustered over the other and all of that. And of course, Si Hong Soo Chol and the rest of the cast. It was great because they added that in without them trying too hard. Na parang, ay, magpapatawa na lang tayo because it was so heavy. Like, it was still very well placed within the drama that it didn't take away from the moments, the heavy moments that the drama had. And my only comment was when I watched the ending was I wanted to see more of them. Like, we focused so hard on, like, resolving the issue. And then you're just gonna give me time skips? Like, come on. Like, I deserve more than that. COA. But, yeah, the ending felt very meh to me. But I won't take away the merit for the rest of the drama because the rest was, like, really good. It's just those last 5 minutes of the drama where I was like, dang, you know? So, yeah. And now let's dive in to the heart of the series, which is the love story. I don't know what that was supposed to be, but Kim Soo Hyun and Kim Ji Won, you beautiful, amazing human beings. What the heck was that? Like, what in the actual heck did we all just watch? Like, that. You got everyone waiting for Saturday and Sunday just to see what. It's great. the last time people were this hype during the weekends was Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha. And now we're given that again. But oh my God. Like, it's... I don't even have notes for this. It's just... I just want to ramble on about these two. Because when I first saw the pairing, I knew Kim Soo-hyun is going to deliver like heck. Because I'm a big fan of Kim Soo-hyun. But Kim Ji-won, I haven't seen her other more serious works. I've only just seen her, like, you know, in K-dramas that are like rom-com and all of that. I haven't seen her works wherein it's a lot more serious. So this was a really exciting, great treat for me because dang, she did so well. She was crushing my heart in that one epilogue where they were at the bar and she overheard Hyunwoo talking to his best friend where, like, he has to take care of her. And then she was just crying, saying that she wants to live. Just remembering it now, I'm having so many emotions. I'm looking at myself at the video, tapos gulo-gulo na yung buong pagkatao ko. But anyways, that was like one of my favorite epilogues because of Kim Ji-won doing so well. I cannot. And of course, those moments. I don't know, but in our previous K-drama cooldown, I said that I love it when the main leads hug over kiss scenes. Like, I love, like, hug scenes. I don't know, it just hits more for me. And in this drama, I got so many different kinds of hugs. Like, it's not, like each hug is gut-wrenching in its own special way. That it's just, like the one where they hugged in front of the church, the hug after Hyunwoo, well, after Haein had that little memory, you know, where she lost her memory for a while. It was, I love it. Like, those two actors, they did so well. Like, I don't know how they were able to do it that well. Like, they carried the show just from their chemistry alone. And my note here was just epilogues on epilogues on epilogues. Like, my favorite, my other favorite episode was Drunk Hyunwoo doing the she likes me not scene, and then just saying sarangay na, like, come on. That was yung mukha pa ni Kim Soo-hyun doon. Napaka... I can't. Di ko kinaya. My God, they're so good. They did such a great job at depicting of showing a married couple falling back in love. And my God, it was great. So the overall story, it was just, for me, very beautiful. Beautifully heart-wrenching. It had me, like, because I watched it with my brother, it had us laughing, it had us literally crying, the Queen of Tears, and just feeling everything. Like, we would start, like, we would end watching the episode just, like, staring and just, like, mouth open. Just, like, what the heck was that? Like, it's so good. I mean, it surpassed Crash Landing on You in terms of viewership. Like, that is saying a lot, if not something. Like, that says a lot. And the fact that it's coming from the same writer. But, like, come on, man. Come on. Like, it's... love it. My brother, again, he cried more than I did. He loved the show so much. My whole family, like, everyone who watched it is like so obsessed with it, and rightfully so. So does it deserve the hype? Yes, it does. It's a very well done drama. Very well written, may I add. Like, it doesn't feel draggy. Yes, there are episodes that are long. Even I too skipped some scenes. The scenes, quote unquote, that I skipped were the slow motions, where it was just, you know, the usual K-drama, where it's slow and then slow-mo and then different angles. So those parts I just skip if I'm already very sleepy. But again, the overall writing and the flow doesn't feel super draggy. And I love how they are able to use different perspectives of the character to deepen the audience understandings. Like in the episode, we see that, oh, it's because, oh, Hyunwoo's mad because Haein didn't make it. And then we're like, okay, yeah, you should be mad. Haein really doesn't care and all of that. But then later on, they show us that Haein was going through one of those brain thingy situations, hence why she couldn't make it. And we're like, oh, dang, she even went. And then, you know, those kinds of moments that we're like, oh my, that happened. Like you go through the rest of the show feeling one way, and then later on at the end, they just change your perspective, and then you're like, dang, you know, those moments. And again, the epilogues just add that last punch. It's the KO. Like, always stay. You know how they always have to stay at every end of the Marvel movie? You just have to always watch all epilogues of Queen of Tears, because those are, I say, oh, that episode wasn't so bad. It wasn't so emotional. And then you hit us with the epilogue, and I'm just like, you know, in pieces when that's done. So that's it. So who should watch this? Everyone. If you love your crash landing on you, if you love your hometown cha-cha-cha, if you like really well-made romance dramas. I'm not even going to call this a rom-com because it's not. If you love well-made romance dramas, if you loved the actors here, oh no, I'm wrong. I watched Kim Ji-won in a serious one, My Liberation Notes. I loved her in that. Anyways, yeah, My Liberation Notes, It's Okay Not to Be Okay, and all those other dramas, like the actors here, like it's my first time like seeing Kim So-hyun cry this much. He always makes me feel things, but oh my god, the way he just like he amped up a whole new different level for this drama. He's hindi grabe siya. Grabe talaga siya dito, guys. And yeah, it's literally for everyone. Where can you watch it? It's on Netflix. Go to Netflix right now and watch Queen of Tears. But I feel like if you're listening to this, you already watched it. So if that, let me know what you think of it. Like, I think there's a poll if you're listening on Spotify. Did you like it or not? Share it in your thoughts. Do you think it's overhyped? Do you think it deserves its hype? You can just reach out to me on all our socials linked down below. I kept it short and sweet for you guys today. You want to talk more about Queen of Tears, just message us on all our platforms. Like, just send it there. We will reply, okay? Yeah, I won't keep you for long. That's all for me today. Your girl's tired. But yeah, thank you so much for making it this far and listening to me today. This has been Chelsea. And thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. See you in the next one. Bye.